USDA announced a one-time $300 million program that is now available to cotton producers, and it's based off the 2015 planted acreage. And it will provide cost share assistance to those producers based on percentage of their ginning cost. So this is an assistance package that we had discussed with USDA and that we had worked toward. And we certainly appreciate Secretary Vilsack and USDA developing the program. And we think it will be a significant benefit to producers who have continued to struggle from sustained low prices and high production costs. The program is based off of ginning costs because it will help in the marketing assistance, and growers have to gin cotton to be able to market it. So that's the basis for the program. But we do believe it'll be some much needed assistance.
Now, letters were sent from the Farm Service Agency to producers who qualify.
Producers will need to go in and sign up for the program by verifying what their planted acres, and that includes both planted acres and failed acres for the 2015 crop. That needs to occur. That sign-up period is through August 5th, so a relatively tight window, and there will not be an extension of that time period.
And Dr. Adams says, according to the program, payment rates are regional.
Producers will need to look and see what their payment rate is, but it essentially be the regional payment rate times the number of acres that were certified for the 2015 crop will determine the payments that a producer is eligible for. Producers also need to be aware with this program that it is subject to the same AGI means test as other programs in the 2014 Farm Bill, and this program also comes with a separate $40,000 per person or legal entity payment limit. So that's a couple of other things to be aware of. But again, this program benefit should be delivered as we move through the summer. It's going to be very important given the current financial conditions, and the National Cotton Council will be very active in reminding producers about the sign-up period and encouraging them to make sure they get to their local office and sign up.
To learn more, just contact your local FSA office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.